is in order. Today's date is Tuesday, April 30th. Let the record reflect, there is a quorum. So, we are gathered here for a brief committee meeting. Senator Eaton came forward in our Finance Committee with a bill that actually pertained to our jurisdiction, and so she was kind enough to be willing to pull her bill from the agenda and come before us. Now, it should be stated that Senator Eaton's bill is included in the Health and Human Services policy bill that actually did get passed, so so it's running on a parallel path, but it still seemed important for us to have the conversation and understand what was in it. So, Senator Eaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a oral amendment, if I may, and that would be on 219 after with. I would add children's mental health providers and then it would continue the Board of Trustees, and so on. And there's two more pieces.
So you have more?
Yeah. 2.20, we want to delete of not fewer than 11 credits. We were micromanaging the MNSCU.
Senator Eaton, so I guess I would have to ask you, why don't you have it in print?
Because I was just handed it. It's been a negotiation here with MNSCU.
So I would have appreciated, given the fact that this had already been in the Health and Human Services, it's, you know, that it would have, by this time, if there were changes, that we would have had a print amendment. So go ahead.
And on 2.21, delete everything after the period through 2.24.
Okay, so now this would read, the Commissioner of Human Services, in collaboration with the Children's Mental Health Providers and the Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, shall develop a certificate program for Level 2 mental health behavioral aids.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm certainly supportive of the amendment. I just have a question for either you or Senator Eaton. Since this is in the HHS omnibus bill, will this language with the amendment get transferred in, incorporated in during the conference committee? Is that the plan?
That would be the hope.
Okay. Thank you.
So could somebody move the amendment?
I'll move the amendment.
Senator Sharon moves as stated. Senator Eaton's amendment. All those in favor, say aye.
Oh, aye.
Opposed? Oh, discussion. I'm sorry. Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm just curious about the amendment, talking about why are we striking the language about what will be included within the program
I would like
as
to
part
see.
Of the description.
Yes. Madam Chair, if I might. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Sue Abderholden with NAMI Minnesota.
Ms. Abderholden.
In our discussions with MNSCU, they said they, because they're bringing everyone together, including the mental health providers, they want to make sure that the course content fits the need of the providers and also what the Department of Human Services wants. So they just preferred not to have us list out what the program should include.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Eaton. So I guess is it out of the realm, as we think about other teaching type programs, to say that there's classroom and field-based learning, that the program components include but aren't limited to, you know, items such as parent and family perspectives and documentation reporting, which is so important in this field. I mean, those seem to be some pretty basic things that should be non-controversial and really making sure that we don't come back in a couple of years and start trying to pick away at this thing as far, or at least giving some guidance to Minskew and this group to develop a program that has at least these minimum standards.
Madam Chair.
Senator Eaton.
Thank you. Senator Pratt and Madam Chair, the issue really is that, I mean, the people involved here know all this, that this should be included, and we're just kind of micromanaging. I mean, it's superfluous language is really what it is.
Looks like somebody from Minskew is here to join us.
Madam Chair, if I may, for the record, I'm Leslie Mercer, Associate Vice Chancellor at the Minnesota State College and Universities. And yes, we just had some conversation, and I apologize that we hadn't had a chance to do that sooner so that you could have had this in writing. Essentially, when we looked at this earlier, we were asked to look at this a while ago from a financial point of view. And as we looked at it, we felt that most of the courses that are here are courses that we already have in other programs. So we felt there would really be no cost to us to do this. And in fact, this is the kind of thing that our campuses do very, very frequently in working with employers or associations or whomever to develop programs that meet the needs of both the clients, if you will, and the employer and the families and the parents. So I guess we do feel like we kind of know how to do this, and that with the guidance that we're to sit down and do this, that's what we'll do. I have here, should there be any other specific questions, a dean, Dr. Robert Muster from Minneapolis Community and Technical College, who could probably tell you about how we have done this in other instances. So it's something that we do very commonly, and we feel that we will be able to get good advice from these groups, and we'll put together a program that meets everybody's needs. So it's not an objection to doing this at all. We just feel that we don't need that much specificity, and there may be something that's been overlooked. Maybe 11 credits isn't the right length. We just don't know.
Ms. Mercer, just one moment. That's what I was going to ask also, of how you feel about the language of not fewer than 11 credits, and what kind of a certificate would you have at the end of that?
We have certificates currently that range anywhere in length from 9 credits to 30 credits. They're usually considered a less than year kind of a certificate that is work oriented, so it fits. We don't know if 11 credits is the right amount. The other thing I would just mention to you is, and I did double check this before I came over here, in terms of eligibility for financial aid, 16 credits certificates is usually the kind of the cutoff for being eligible for that. Now, that's not a reason to make a program longer just so that people are eligible for financial aid. I absolutely get that, but should there be a need for more content than what 11 credits are, that could be another consideration, especially for students that you might be wanting to attract to this kind of a program, culturally diverse and other kinds of students that might need financial aid to help do this. So that's just another consideration.
Senator Claussen.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Abderholden, we worked together on the mental health summit that will be taking place hopefully this summer as part of the conference committee bill. And I'm just wondering if this wouldn't be a good discussion item with that group, looking at requirements, workforce needs, and folding that together with a recommendation we can move out of that group.
Ms. Abderholden.
Senator Claussen. We kind of saw this going together in a sense, because we knew that this was already a huge issue. Right now, mental health providers actually have to do the training themselves, which then makes it very difficult because you can't really, you have to recruit someone and then you have to train them and then they could leave. And, you know, it just made it a mess. And we looked at actually the community health workers, which is already an established program where they worked with the health department to create that one. So we thought, the summit is, of course, the huge issue. We thought this was at least a small way that we could start making some headway where we know we have huge shortages, even at this level.
And if I might add to that, we're certainly willing, as soon as session is over, we've already talked about getting together and starting to work on this particular issue. Unless you want us to wait for the summit, there's no real need for us to do that. We can start very soon.
Senator Claussen.
Yes, Madam Chair. You know, waiting is we don't necessarily have to discuss this as part of the summit, because I know there's going to be many, many issues, many items that to be covered. But because that summit's going to be dealing with workforce needs in the mental health area, I thought it might be something we could fold into that discussion. It'll probably take place anyway during those meetings that we'll be having. Thank you.
So any other questions? And Senator Lurie, you were not in finance, I don't think, when this happened, so I just want to make sure you knew why it was before us, because it's also...
I was a little confused.
Yeah. It was in your Health and Human Services bill. Senator yes. Eaton brought it as a standalone bill before finance, and I recognize that it was giving direction to Minskew, and so our committee did not ever look at it, and so I asked Senator Cohen to pull the bill from finance and asked Senator Eaton to come before our committee so that we could have the chance to have the discussion that we're having. So we understand it's in your other bill, but as you have explained to us, that these bills are traveling both as standalones and as part of the omnibus because of what's happening down the road. And so by doing it that way, we don't know why it happened. It was a mistake. It should have always been reviewed by our committee, and so this way we're able to bring it before us.
I can see that. Madam Chair, I respect the work of the committee as relates to interactions with Minskew.
Good. Any other questions? So I guess I would have another question, and it probably is for Ms. Mercer, and that is which schools and colleges, universities do you expect this program to be offered at?
Madam Chair, I don't know that we know for sure exactly who, but I can tell you that the community health worker that this was modeled after here in the metro area, both Inverhills and Minneapolis Community and Technical College have those awards. Dr. Muffin, in a conversation right before we started the meeting today, indicated that he's very interested in this program. But I can get you a more complete list of who might be the candidates, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Good. Well, Senator Eaton, we're pleased that you brought this forward. The committee has made a commitment to tackle making sure that we do have appropriate mental health professionals going forward, and that's why, you know, Senator Claussen's bill is in our final bill, and we hope it'll prevail in conference. We're counting on you, Ms. Abderholden.
Madam Chair, I'm on it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
So Senator Claussen moves Senate file 266 as amended.
We didn't
finish adopting the amendment because Senator Pratt had discussion. So Senator Pratt moves the amendment as discussed. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Now, Senator Claussen, would you like to move the bill?
Yes. I move the vote for adoption of Senate File 266.
As amended.
As amended.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Same sign. Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee.
Thank you. So, members,
we referred back to finance.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it's actually just stays in finance. They just move back and forth. Senator Sparks, we're glad to have you. We completed the business of the day, but
present.
But members, I would just say, are there any questions before we embark on our conference committee process? We've got Senator Claussen, Senator Miller, Senator Eakin are all on the conference committee, as well as we've got Senator Pappas is also. So are there any questions of any of the members?
Madam Chair, just make sure you send over a copy of this
Senator
division
Lurie.
Report.
I knew I had.
Oh, very good. Thank you. We'll do. And then, so Senator Lurie, to that point, we did make an amendment based on Minskew's input. So would you then...
send a copy of the division report over
thank you.
To my attention, please.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions of committee? Well, with that, thanks all for coming today, and committee is adjourned.